The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
I'm Benjamin Dolly, and this is the VPM Daily Newscast. Severe thunderstorms didn't keep hundreds of people from watching contractors remove the statue of Confederate General Stonewall Jackson yesterday. This came just a few hours after Mayor LeVar Stoney told the city council that he wanted to immediately remove Confederate monuments for public safety. Roberta Roldan has more.
Although city council didn't formally vote to back the immediate removal of Confederate monuments, Mayor Stoney moved ahead. He says the state of emergency that Richmond is currently under gives him that authority. Councilwoman Stephanie Lynch watched with her son as crews began prepping to remove the Stonewall Jackson statue. Through tears, Lynch says that the removal was symbolic of the legislative work underway to undo systemic racism in the former capital of the Confederacy.
Richmond is no longer the capital of redlining. It's no longer going to be the capital of evictions. It's no longer going to be the capital of incarceration. We have so many systems and institutions that we need to continue to work on.
A crowd of residents and neighbors gathered to watch a statue being taken off of its pedestal. Many cheered the crew on, and one woman with a cello played the civil rights anthem, "We Shall Overcome." Roberta Roldan, VPM News.
Sandra Freeman and Mandy Johnson were riding bikes around the city when they happened upon the large crowd and saw crews taking down the Stonewall Jackson Monument. Freeman says she knew they were coming down, she just didn't realize it would be so soon.
Just to see it being taken down. Like, how do you feel to walk around and see this, knowing what it means to us, the oppression and the injustice that it means and stand for, and you see it every day in your community?
One man was in the crowd who appeared to be pleading with everyone there to not remove the statue from Monument Avenue. People in the crowd were upset with what he was saying and surrounded the man. Sheriff's deputies then put him in a cruiser. According to the Richmond Sheriff's Office, the individual was not charged with anything and was removed from the area for his own protection. Virginia is moving into its third phase of reopening since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, but Governor Northam has backpedaled on what this new phase will mean for restaurants and bars. They'll still be subject to some Phase 2 guidelines, such as limited table service in bar areas and a ban on people congregating at bar counters. The announcement came late Tuesday as officials analyzed COVID-19 spikes in states that have reopened earlier than Virginia, like Florida, Arizona, and Texas. It's over a year away, but Virginia Democrats are already raising millions of dollars in a bid to become the next governor. Former Governor Terry McAuliffe's fundraising committee took in $1.7 million over the last 2 months, according to a press release yesterday. The Democrat told the Washington Post there's a strong possibility that he'll run again for his old job. Democratic delegate Jennifer Carroll Foy says her campaign took in about $775,000 the last financial quarter. And Richmond State Senator Jennifer McClellan has raised nearly $250,000 in the week after she announced her candidacy for governor. Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney is promising transparency, accountability, and a bigger focus on community policing. He says the city can expect that with Gerald Smith, who took over as Richmond's new police chief yesterday. But as Whitney Evans reports, advocates have been calling for these reforms for decades.
Chief Gerald Smith comes from the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department in North Carolina, which is also grappling with how to respond to daily protests against police brutality. Smith said during his first press conference, his priority is to listen.
So we're looking at the community being deeply involved in this police department.
Former Richmond City Councilman Manoli Lupasi says leaders have made this promise many times. He was on the council in 2002, a year that five people were shot and killed by Richmond police. Advocates were calling for reform then, too.
They all say we want community policing and we're going to have better relationships. But by the nature of the operation, you know, it's a difficult proposition at best.
Community policing isn't on the list of demands outlined by protesters who've marched in the streets for over a month. They've called for a civilian review board, and they want money diverted away from law enforcement entirely and into social programs. Whitney Evans, VPM News.
Families in Chesterfield County who rely on the school district's food distribution program will have the chance to grab extra meals for the holiday weekend. Today, Chesterfield schools will deliver 5 days of meals to fill a gap that will end on July 7th. Regular meal support will restart on Thursday of next week. Chesterfield's summertime meal distribution runs through the end of August. According to school officials, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration did not extend a waiver to allow for snacks and dinners to be included in the distribution efforts. More information can be found at mychesterfieldschools.com. Primary care doctors and other specialists providing evaluation and management services will soon be getting an almost 30% bump in their Medicaid reimbursement rate for those services. It's part of a new state effort to funnel support to struggling doctors hardest hit when patients cancel check-ins due to the novel coronavirus. Providers can receive the increased rate retroactively from March 1st through the end of June. Funds for the program represent a combination of federal and state dollars that were already appropriated in the state budget to healthcare organizations. This has been the Daily VPM Newscast. Find all of our stories online at vpm.org/news.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.